Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Today's feminist was a women's rights activist, suffragist, physician, sanitation expert, state senator, and polygamous wife. She was heavily involved in the fight for national suffrage and was an especially important figure in the fight for suffrage and women's rights in Utah. Please welcome Martha Hughes Cannon. Martha Maria Hughes was born on July 1, 1857 in Wales. Her parents, Peter and Elizabeth Hughes, were both converts to The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which is often known colloquially as the Mormon Church.
I will sing of the Mormons, the people of the Lord, since the time that Joseph prayed for life.
When Martha was just 3 years old, she and her family emigrated to the United States and eventually made it to Salt Lake City, where they settled down. From an early age, Martha was academically gifted and excelled at school. When she was just 14, she actually taught school for a year, but eventually quit after being bullied by some of the older male students. Recognizing her talent and drive, Brigham Young, the head of the Mormon Church, suggested that Martha should train as a typesetter instead. After an apprenticeship, Martha started work for the major Salt Lake City newspaper, the Deseret News. She eventually moved over to a Salt Lake City newspaper for women called the Women's Exponent. This paper, which was affiliated with the Mormon Relief Society, was published by Emmeline B. Wells, a major women's rights activist and another member of the church. Emmeline Wells and Eliza Snow soon became mentors to Martha and encouraged her to follow her dreams of becoming a doctor. Martha took the advice, and in 1873, at just 16 years old, she enrolled as a pre-med student at the University of Deseret. Upon graduating with a bachelor's degree in chemistry in 1878, Martha enrolled at the University of Michigan Medical School. Just 2 years later, on her 23rd birthday, Martha graduated and became a full-fledged physician. Martha practiced medicine for a time in Michigan before moving to the University of Pennsylvania to do postgraduate work at the university's auxiliary medical department. Martha also took night classes in pharmacology and oratory, and eventually earned both a Bachelor's of Science from the University of Pennsylvania and a bachelor's degree in oratory from the National School of Elocution and Oratory. In 1882, at just 25 years old and with a slew of degrees in hand, Martha decided it was time to move back to Salt Lake City. She initially opened up a private practice in her family home before being approached by Mormon leadership to become the resident physician at the newly opened Deseret Hospital. For the era, that seems like an astonishingly progressive hire. Martha set up training programs for nurses and gave regular lectures on important medical topics like childbirth. She also met a man by the name of Angus Cannon. Angus was the superintendent of Deseret Hospital and a leader in the church. He was also a polygamist. Polygamy was a hot-button issue in the United States during that period. While Mormons at the time saw it as a sacred element of their faith, most other Americans found it blasphemous and used the practice to heavily stigmatize members of the Mormon Church. The Edmonds Act, passed by Congress in 1882, criminalized polygamy and made it punishable with prison time. It seems that Martha wasn't concerned, and on October 6, 1884, she and Angus were married in the Mormon temple in Salt Lake City. Martha became Angus's fourth wife, but soon thereafter, rumors swirled of their recent marriage, and Angus was eventually arrested and sent to jail. Martha went into hiding in an effort not to be forced to testify against her husband. Soon after Angus went to jail, Martha learned that she was pregnant. She gave birth to a little girl named Elizabeth, and then decided to visit family in Europe with her new baby. This not only put her out of reach of authorities who wanted her to testify against her husband, but also ensured that she wouldn't be called to testify in any other polygamy cases, in which she may have provided obstetric services. Still, Martha missed home, and in December of 1887, she took a ship from Liverpool back to the U.S. While Martha had been in Europe, the U.S. Congress had passed the Edmonds-Tucker Act, which took away the voting rights of women in the territory of Utah. Unlike women in every other U.S. state or territory, women in Utah received voting rights in 1870 and had been taking part in elections ever since. This terrified many in Washington who disliked practices of the Mormon Church like polygamy and wanted to limit the number of Mormon leaders in positions of political power. Upon her return to Utah, Martha became involved in the fight for suffrage and joined the leadership of the Utah Women's Suffrage Association. She gave speeches all over the territory about women's rights and the particular importance of voting rights. Martha was also a regular fixture at suffrage conferences, along with her colleagues and friends Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. At the 1893 Chicago World's Fair, Martha was a keynote speaker at the Women's Congress. Soon after, she sat in front of a congressional committee in Washington, D.C., to provide a status report on re-enfranchisement efforts in Utah. Martha took a particular interest in the rights and opportunities for mothers. She believed strongly that educational opportunities, a sense of purpose, and greater freedom were essential components for successful mothers. She stated, "Somehow I know that women who stay home all the time have the most unpleasant homes there are. You give me a woman who thinks about something besides cook stoves and washtubs and baby flannels, and I'll show you, 9 times out of 10, a successful mother." Martha worked tirelessly to include women's right to vote in the Utah State Constitution after it was granted statehood in 1896. That same year, she was elected to serve in the new Utah State Senate, making her the first female senator elected in the United States. Fun fact, she won her seat by beating out her own husband. If that wasn't enough, Martha also helped found the Utah State Board of Health and authored Utah's first sanitation laws. Martha died in Los Angeles on July 10, 1932. She was buried next to her husband in Salt Lake City. All month, we're covering feminists from throughout history. For more on what we're doing, check out our new Encyclopedia Womanica newsletter. You can also follow us on Instagram and on Facebook at Encyclopedia Womanica, and you can follow me directly on Twitter at Jenny M. Kaplan. This month of Encyclopedia Womanica is brought to you by Fiverr, an online marketplace connecting businesses with freelancers who offer hundreds of digital services, including graphic design, copywriting, web programming, film editing, and more. Fiverr's mission is to change how the world works together. The Fiverr platform gives everyone, no matter their gender, race, religion, or sexual orientation, an equal chance to build their business, brand, or dreams on their own terms. That's something we can certainly get behind this Women's History Month and year-round, as we call for more industry leaders to join with Fiverr and make strides in creating opportunities for all. Fiverr's marketplace helps the world's feminists get more done with less. Take five and show your support for Fiverr's new store at fvrr.co/women, where they feature over 100 of the platform's top female talent. That's fvrr.co/women. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Bring along the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to add a sprinkle of joy to your workday. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.